You are listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Catch the Michael K. Show weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on ESPN New York 98.7 FM and ESPNNewYork.com.
Henrik, it's Michael and Don. How you doing?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Good. I need you to straighten something out for me. Don was with me on Friday. I wore a black suit with a purple shirt and a thin black tie, and he said he didn't like the thin black tie, and I told him that it was in, and he didn't believe it until he saw you wear it the other day.
Yeah, well, it's not for everyone, but I think you probably look good in it.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I look very sharp, but thank
of
you.
Of course.
Do you feel confident going into this series, Henrik?
I think we feel pretty good about where we are right now as a team. We know it's going to be a great challenge for us. Philly has been playing well, especially second half of the season, just like us. And they have a lot of skill up front, but I think the way we've been playing for the past two and a half months, it's been really good for us. So I believe in us, and I do have a good feeling.
I know you watched the game the same way I did on Saturday from the sidelines. So I was really surprised how well the team played. No St. Louis, no Girardi, no McDonough, no need to win the game at all. But maybe it's part of your DNA now that this Ranger team just doesn't seem to want to lose games, even if they're meaningless, right?
Yeah, I think what's been helping us, we've been believing in our structure, and that wins you a lot of games, you know, when you have maybe an off night or so. If you just stick to what we've been practicing on, talking about it every day in practice, and then on top of that, you have a lot of skill and guys that can step up in key moments. But when you can rely on your structure and you know, do the right things out there over and over again, it's definitely going to help you in the long run.
From the outside looking in, Henrik, it would seem that John Tortorella was a pedal to the metal sort of coach. I mean, he was really driving you guys all the time. It looks like Vigneault is a little different. Do you guys come into these playoffs in a different mindset than you did when Tortorella was the coach?
Hard to say. You know, I agree it's a different type of coaching. I like both styles, but they're just so different. But obviously this year, what impressed me with AV was his patience early on when things were not going so well for us, and he understood the process for us to get where we needed to be to have success. You know, it was a new system and a lot of new things for us to get used to, but it was good to see the patience from the entire coaching staff and just believing in the group. And obviously going into the playoffs to have that type of coaching staff that believe in the group and very supportive, and hopefully it's going to help us.
Do coaches change from the regular season to the playoffs? This is your third head coach since coming here to the New York Rangers, Hank. So are they the same way in the regular season and the postseason?
I think all coaches change a little bit when the pressure is on a little bit more. Maybe a little bit more yelling and stuff like that. But for the most part, they're pretty much the same when you look throughout the season and the playoffs. But you obviously during the regular season, you have games where it's a little more intense and maybe a little more importance that night. And you can see maybe a few changes, but not a lot. You know, they're pretty consistent with the way they coach, the way they talk, and so you know what you're going to get in the playoffs as well.
We're talking with Henrik Lundqvist, Rangers goaltender. They start their series against the Flyers on Thursday at MSG at 7 o'clock. You could hear it right here on ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Is this the last piece of the puzzle for your career to be complete? Because the one thing that you don't have is the Stanley Cup. You've done everything else, Olympics, back in your home. You've done well there. You've done everything you could want, Vezina trophies. Is this the one thing that's missing, and does that put pressure on you?
Well, it's definitely a thing I want to accomplish, no question. It's my biggest dream and goal to try to win the Cup. But I'm not going to put an extra pressure on myself to try to get there. I need to just focus on what I need to do and try to help the team here. But I think going into the playoffs, it's finding that balance of putting the right amount of pressure on yourself to perform as good as you can. And I won a couple of championships back in Sweden and the Olympics. But this is, it is another level. You know, it's the best players in the world. And when we went to the conference final a couple of years ago, it was so much fun. It was a great ride, and you learn a lot, but it was not all the way, and I'm hoping this is the year for us.
Now, maybe you're not as good as far as points are concerned as that team 2 years ago that flirted with the President's Trophy, but more road wins than that team in 2011-2012, clinching before the season's over, which is something that usually always would go right down to the wire. Any similarities between this team, Hank, and the one 2 years ago that went to the conference final?
There's a few similarities, but I think every season is different. And that year, it felt like everything was going our way from start to finish. We had to work really hard in the postseason, but during the regular season, things just kept going our way. This year, it's been a little different. You know, we had a bumpy start, and it was definitely a great challenge for us to try to overcome that, and we did. You know, our second half of the season was really strong, and it was great to see the way we were playing as a team. But I think, you know, when you go into the playoffs, you don't really think about the regular season. You just go in here and take one game at a time and try to peak here. I think we all are really excited to get going and look forward to this challenge.
Henrik, how do you explain your career record in the playoffs is 30-37, but your goals against exactly the same as it is during the regular season, and you've won much more in the regular season? Why have you been unable to win more games in the postseason at 30-37? Because obviously you're one of the great goaltenders in the NHL, but an under 500 record in the postseason.
Well, when you play in the postseason, you obviously play against better teams. It's tougher to get the wins. Tougher to score goals. I think the way I've been playing has been pretty consistent in the playoffs, but to get those extra wins, you know, it's not as easy. That's why it's the playoffs. 16 teams or 15 teams have gone home, you know, so it's just tougher to get the result. But I think in the last couple of years, we've been playing a lot of playoffs hockey, you know, a lot of games almost every year, and then we haven't reached the final goal, but at least we're moving in the right direction here. We had a strong second half, and we have a good feeling going into this.
Does this Philadelphia rivalry rank with the Devils and the Islanders and the Capitals, who you played a lot in the postseason? Does it rank up there?
Yeah, well, it's going to be special. You know, we play against Philly so many times every year. We know pretty much what to expect. They know what to expect from us. You know, when it comes to the fan rivalry, you don't really have to explain how much it means to both sides. So it's going to be really exciting to go out there and play. You know, I never played against them in a playoff series, but we definitely had some great battles over the years during regular season, so I expect this to be a good one.
St. Louis came over here in a trade, Hank, and scored just one goal. He had a couple of big assists. How has he felt, and is there a confidence in him that he'll be able to contribute more offensively come playoffs?
Well, he's a big piece in this with his routine, and he's been in this situation so many times. So just only on his leadership role, he's going to bring a lot. But then on the ice, too, he's a player that makes great plays at the right time, and I have a lot of confidence in him, and I think we all feel like it's great to have a player like that when you come into the playoffs and a lot of pressure and expectations. So, I have a good feeling about it.
All right, one final thing, Henrik, before we let you go. It could be that Martin Brodeur played his final game yesterday, although it seems like he still wants to continue to play at the age of 42. What's your take on having watched him play and whether or not he should go?
Well, first off, I just have to say I'm just extremely impressed with everything he's done. You know, everything from all the wins and the records he set, and as being that good for that long, that's not easy in this league. You know, it's dedication and it's just impressive to see about his future. I mean, I don't know what to say. It's been a lot of fun, though, to play against him. It's always a great challenge to play against great players. And he's obviously up there. He's one of the best to play. So we'll see what happens. I saw some highlights from last night, and it's kind of cool, though, to see a guy like that get the recognition. Obviously, he's done a lot for that organization, no question.
Could you see yourself playing at 42?
why not? you need some luck on the way along the way with your health. Obviously, playing this game, it takes a little of a toll. But if you can stay away from injuries and just be excited about the game when you're turning 40, 41, 42, why not?
688 career wins for Brodeur. Is that obtainable for a goaltender?
That's going to be tough. You know, like he's been so consistent for so many years, and that's why his numbers are up there. You know, I don't think anybody's going to beat those numbers for a long time. So, you know, he's had a great career. We'll see if he continues or not. But all I can say, it's been a lot of fun to battle against him over the years here.
Good luck against the Flyers. We always love when you come on with us, make some time. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon, hopefully, Henrik.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks.
You're listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Catch the Michael K. Show weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on ESPN New York 98.7 FM and ESPNNewYork.com.